How do you deal with fussy eaters? Let's find out. Welcome to 9 Minutes to Better Health, a podcast series that breaks down real science for you to use in your daily life. G'day, I'm Dr. Nick Fuller. I'm an obesity expert from the University of Sydney and RPA Hospital. The truth about obesity is it's a multifaceted problem. And on 9 Minutes to Better Health, I arm you with the science that you can use every day to answer important questions. Each podcast, I will tackle the latest research on interesting health and wellness subjects. I'll chat about topics like, how many eggs a week can you eat? Will soft drink consumption shorten your life? And what can you do to speed up your metabolism? Which is a topic we tackled last week, so make sure to go back and listen. But back to today's chat on fussy eaters. How do you deal with picky kids? And what's the best way to ensure your child is getting the nutrients they need? Fussy eating is very common in young children and peaks around the age of 3. Fussy, picky, selective, or choosy eating refers to an unwillingness to eat familiar or new foods and a lack of diet variety, typically less than 20 different foods in your child's diet. This can be a huge stress for parents because if the fussiness persists, it can lead to poor growth and development, nutrient deficiencies, and constipation. Plus, it's really annoying. The literature shows that almost half of all children will go through a fussy eating period, and it's a normal stage of development. Most kids are selective eaters, and if you think about it, it makes perfect sense, because it's this food fussiness that ensured the survival of our ancestors thousands of years ago. We sought out foods high in sugar and fat, as these foods gave us best bang for our buck during times of food scarcity. And we rejected unfamiliar foods and bitter flavours, such as vegetables, to avoid ingestion of potential toxins. Over time, our genes haven't changed, but the food environment has. Now we're spoilt for choice. You can find your favourite foods on every block, and our kids scream out for the stuff. But as the studies show, while the genes that determine food fussiness have been passed on from our ancestors, it's not our fate, and there's some simple tips to deal with our kids' unwillingness to eat new foods. Let's do a deep dive into the literature to find out what they are. The studies highlight 3 things you can address when it comes to picky eating behaviours. Number 1, expose your child to lots of healthy food. There's been a lot of literature published in this space, and these studies have shown that exposing children to a variety of foods before the age of 2 reduces fussy eating in the future. In one large randomized controlled trial I'm going to highlight that ran for 5 years, mothers were randomized to either an intervention group where they received support and education from healthcare professionals, or a control group which was self-directed access to usual child health services. In this study, the researchers were interested in whether they could reduce food fussiness and promote healthy eating. Mothers were asked to report on the type and number of different foods that the child had tried at 14 months. They were then asked to report on the type and number of different foods that their child liked at approximately 4 years. When you look at the results, infants that were exposed to and tried a greater number of healthy foods, particularly fruits and vegetables at 14 months of age, were less likely to be fussy eaters at around 4 years of age. They scored lower on the fussiness score and ate a greater variety of fruit and veggies. Children learn about food through exposure, specifically seeing and tasting a variety of healthy foods. This increases their familiarity with the food, and over time, they begin to accept and like it. Number 2. Even though it's extremely annoying, food refusal is normal. Let them decide how much they wish to eat, or whether they eat at all. If we refer back to the large, long-term randomized controlled trial I just discussed, you will find these references in the show notes. Parents in the intervention group attended regular group sessions with healthcare professionals to learn parenting skills relating to food. Part of this education covered how to deal with food refusal, as other studies have shown that how parents respond to food refusal early on is vital in reducing food fussiness later in life. The mothers in the intervention group were encouraged to repeatedly provide healthy foods while letting their child decide how much or whether they eat at all. As well as repeatedly offering nourishing food, they were advised to avoid pressuring their child to eat it, to avoid using food as a reward, and to avoid offering an alternative food. When the mothers were followed up 3.5 years later when their kids were 5, they were better able to deal with food refusal, resulting in better dietary quality and healthier child eating behaviours. Their children ate a greater variety of healthy foods, particularly fruit and veggies, than those parents in the control group who were not taught these skills. But it's not easy. As a parent myself, I can tell you this requires a great deal of patience, and it's not a process you can speed up. Pressuring your kid into eating something or using their favourite food as a reward is counterproductive, and it won't improve their fussiness. If they refuse the food, just offer it again next time, and in a variety of different ways. and whenever possible, eat your meals with them. You are the person they look up to. You are their role model, and consequently, they copy everything you do as a parent. So if you're eating the fruit and veggies, they will too. And lastly, every day is different. Forget what guidelines say your child should be eating every day. The dietary guidelines are for adults, not kids. It's more important to focus on what your child is eating across the course of the week. And remember, children are small human beings that require far smaller portions than us adults. It's quite normal for them to be ravenous one day and eat like a sparrow the next. They're also very good at regulating their appetite, and this will be reflected by how much they eat. The research shows that parents who pressure their child to eat, that use food to calm or comfort, that use rewards for eating, or use food as a reward, teach the child to eat for reasons unrelated to appetite. And this will have a long-term detrimental effect on their relationship with food and weight. So don't worry if they reject food or don't finish their meal. They are telling you that their energy stores are full. And remember that quality is much more important than quantity. My advice. Number one, be a positive role model for your child and eat healthy food in front of them. If you're eating fruit and veggies, they're more likely going to as well. Number two, repeatedly offer a variety of foods in a mix of different ways. Don't force your child to eat, don't bribe them into eating, and don't offer their favorite food as a reward. And number three, fussy eating is normal, but keep an eye out for red flags. Seek professional advice from a dietitian if they're stuck on certain textures, they eat fewer than 10 foods, or they avoid an entire food group, for example, dairy. My take-home message, picky or selective eating is normal, and as a parent, you should expect it. Your task is to repeatedly provide a variety of nutritious and nourishing foods. Children can decide when enough is enough. For more help with your family's health, make sure to check out the show notes. That's all for today, so please give us a like and share with others if you're enjoying the content, and make sure to subscribe to the podcast to stay updated. The information provided in this podcast is for educational purposes only. It does not substitute professional medical advice or consultations with healthcare professionals.